volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on the line with us, syndicated national columnist or nationally syndicated columnist, Margaret. I don't know which comes first there.
Probably national, and then, but syndicated doesn't necessarily mean national, so I'd say that national would go first there.
All right, so we're getting we're getting your resume right.
You're just getting the credentials, yes.
Okay. This guy, John Carpenter, not to be confused, obviously, with the film director, just got $1 million.
Oh, Phil, you know something? If I had a nickel for every time that I have heard that line, John Carpenter, not to be confused with the director of Halloween.
All right, well, I guess I went down that road.
Everybody has been going down that road since last week. No, it isn't the John Carpenter who directed Halloween, everyone. It's a different John Carpenter, everyone. It's the John Carpenter who is an IRS agent. He lives in Connecticut. He's married. And he did not make any movies.
And so have you been getting a lot of that?
I have been getting emails. I've been getting phone calls. And I really can't believe that it's from these emails or phone calls are from very intelligent people, because obviously it's not that John Carpenter. So
we can safely assume it's a different John Carpenter.
We can safely assume, Phil, it's not that John Carpenter.
Okay, but a man by the name of John Carpenter won the $1 million prize on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you are talking really about newly wealthy people in your column?
Well, Phil, really what we're going to do tomorrow is advice to the nouveau riche.
And nouveau riche meaning what?
It's French for the newly rich, or those who have recently come into money. Those who are not used to money, but are new to the idea and new to the reality of having money. A very, very interesting breed of people. Very interesting breed of people.
What makes them interesting? The fact that they are not accustomed to being around money? The fact that it's not old money?
I think what makes the nouveau riche very interesting is that they really have a rather clumsy association with money. And you can spot them a mile away. And I really want to be kind when I say this, Phil. First of all, my family has money, but we go back a few generations with it. And there are other people who have that relationship with money. What is called old money generally means that at least you're used to having money in your family. And the nouveau riche, how do I describe it? These are people who really, Phil, have a clumsy relationship with money.
So that's an interesting description, but I'm not sure that it tells us the whole story. A clumsy relationship with money, meaning what?
They've never had it before. They're not used to spending large amounts of it. They don't have that refined taste that one develops when one is used to being around expensive things. And so you very clumsily reach out for the first thing that you see on the shelf, much the way a child reaches for a toy that he sees for the first time, the way a little girl goes after a bobbled or spangled dress that she sees for the first time. It's gaudy, it's clumsy, it's a very, very tenuous relationship with the idea of having nice things.
All right, now your column tomorrow is called Advice to the Nouveau Riche. What does that mean?
Really what we're trying to do here, Phil, and I was inspired to write this column when I heard about this man, John Carpenter, and everyone making a big deal about his $1 million. And really, Phil, that's not a lot of money these days.
Well, I was looking at that. I mean, after taxes, what is he keeping? About $550,000?
Probably about $600,000.
About $600,000. So, you know, you're right. It is a lot of money. I mean, that's going to buy you a house. At least it'll put the mortgage down on a pretty nice house.
It will, but it's not anything that elevates you to the level of being a millionaire. You've bought yourself a house. But when I'm talking about advice to the nouveau riche, I'm talking about people who have recently come into money. Even the John Carpenters of the world, Phil. We have a girlfriend. Her husband just sold his business for about $40 million, and she makes all the very obvious mistakes that the nouveau riche do. She's leased a BMW. Actually, what she has is her little convertible M3. She's shopping over at Restoration Hardware. She's wearing clothes now from Ann Taylor. These are places...
Well, aren't those nice places?
Well, they are, but they're very obvious. And these are very obvious places where the nouveau riche go. She has the porcelain fingernails, which are very, very obvious. She's wearing, and we get a little bit of a chuckle out of it because we love her very much, but she is very obvious. And
well, when you say you're getting a chuckle, now this is a dear friend of yours, correct?
She's a new friend of ours. Her husband joined the club that we belong to, and so we see her now in the club and at some of the social events, and we do get a little bit of a laugh because she's trying to fit in. And
is that snobby?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Are you being snobby when you say that a nouveau riche or a newly rich member of your club is looking clumsy while she's trying to...
Well, Phil, we don't bring this up to her. I think we're very respectful to her. We are very nice to her. We are trying to show her ways to do things that I think bespeak a comfort level with money. I'll give you an example. She's drinking Dom Perignon instead of Cristal. That's uninformed. Now, I know that an awful lot of your listeners wouldn't know the difference between the two.
Yeah, you're talking about Cristal, which can run in restaurants $400-$500 a bottle.
No, I know that, Phil, and I'm not trying to say that it makes me better than anyone, but if you're going to start to throw your money around and you want people to see you as having money, you don't buy Dom Perignon.
You do not buy Dom Perignon.
You do not buy Dom Perignon, Phil. You buy Cristal. You inform yourself as to what are the better grades of products in life and better grades of products in commerce. You don't walk in clumsily to a restaurant and say, I'll take a bottle of Dom Perignon. That's what a lot of your white trash does. I don't know if you saw the article about the white trash that robbed the bank in North Carolina. And they started buying all kinds of ridiculous things.
I saw something about them, but that's not nouveau riche. Those are just bank robbers. We're talking here about people who are newly into money.
People newly into money, Phil. Very obvious thing. They lease a BMW. They'll lease, and let me say that word very clearly, lease a Lexus, Mercedes. Or many of them want to look a little bit different, so they lease the Ford Jaguar. The nouveau riche are simply uneducated, Phil, in the ways of the good life. They're people who love to live in a gated community, but they don't know the difference between a regular gated community and one that has a human being guarding the gate. In other words, a guard-gated as opposed to a gated community.
Well, wait a second, okay? You're talking about people who...
Phil, I'm just talking about the subtleties. And
well, what is the difference between living in a community where there's a guard gate and living in a community where there's just a gate?
One of them, you have a human being guarding the property. The other is just a gate. The nouveau riche, they don't know the difference. They think if it's gated, that's fine. People with old money never lease. They buy outright with cash. The nouveau riche will run off to Bristol Farms thinking that that is the end-all, be-all to markets.
And, well, what is?
Well, Gelson's is perfectly fine. They own a sailboat instead of a powerboat. The refrigerator, the stove, everything is made of stainless steel. They have to have their Sub-Zero. They're very, very obvious. And what I'm writing in my column tomorrow is advice to the nouveau riche, advice to the newly moneyed. Don't be clumsy. Don't be obvious. Learn how to spend money.
And this was all born of the gentleman who won his $1 million.
Well, I think, Phil, that show...
On the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Phil, I think that show, if it's making all of these millionaires, what it's not doing is informing them on how to spend that money. This man is going to need a certain amount of teaching, as all people who are newly moneyed will.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How much money is your husband worth?
Oh, my God. I don't know, $23-24 million.
$24 million. And he's an attorney.
Frank is a corporate attorney, yes.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us. She's a writer, nationally syndicated columnist. Advice to the nouveau riche, if you are newly into money, you're pretty obvious. Everybody can tell. because you're leasing your BMW, you're shopping at Bristol Farm, you live in a gated community but not a guard-gated community, and you're wearing porcelain nails and you're driving your convertible M3 and all kinds of things that she says makes you look like the nouveau riche and makes you look like the obviously newly wealthy person that you are. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 to talk to Margaret or ask her questions. The Phil Hendry Show here. Henry here, 1-800-449-8686, talking with the nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray. She writes a weekly column, her column this week about advice to the nouveau riche. Nouveau riche meaning newly rich. And you're, the idea you gained for the column from the television show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Is it bad to be nouveau riche? Is it bad to exhibit signs of new wealth?
No, Phil, I don't think it's bad, but I do think you can be embarrassed by it. When you're around people who are used to having money, and you are obviously not used to having money, you behave in a silly way. And as I mentioned, we have a girlfriend. Her husband sold his business. This is really the first time they've ever had any real money. And she does things that we kind of get a kick out of.
When you say get a kick out of, are you laughing at her?
Well, we're not laughing at her. We're not laughing in front of her, Phil. We sort of, yes, we do get a little bit of a laugh behind her back because she goes to Crate and Barrel, and she goes to Ann Taylor's, and she gets her porcelain nails done, and she leases her little M3 BMW. And, you know, she goes to the bistros and the cafes, and she's ordering herself her little salad and her little sandwich. And her furniture is it's just very pedestrian. And, you know, she has a little lap dog, a Shih Tzu lap dog, and she does all the things that she thinks are the right things to do. But she looks a little silly, yes. And
well, if she's well, I won't get into the whole friendship thing. What you're saying is you'd rather that she what? You'd rather she what?
I would rather she learned how to spend her money than just go out and buy these things and look foolish, Phil. When you go to a drive-through restaurant, she has a lot of bleached wood furniture, for instance. When you go to a drive-through restaurant, you should drive through so they can see what kind of a car you have. You don't get out of your car and walk in. You look ridiculous. They can't see the car. There's absolutely no reason for you to do that.
And I take it your friend, obviously, is parking and walking in.
Yes. And she went to In-N-Out Burger the other day. She parks. She doesn't drive through. That is something that sort of separates the nouveau riche from the people who are used to having money.
All right. Margaret Gray is with us. Although it's funny, just the idea of somebody who's wealthy going to a drive-through restaurant.
And going to the fast food restaurant in the first place, I think, shows a little class.
A little bit of class. Not much, though, huh?
Just a little.
All right, here is Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. Frankly, I'm kind of disgusted with what I'm hearing with Margaret. I'm second generation nouveau riche. My folks are self-made, made quite a lot of money, starting in the early 70s, and they have never lost touch with reality. And I see that Margaret has in her.
Well, what do you mean they've never lost touch with reality?
Well, the fact remains that the type of people that you're
talking about losing touch with reality. I'm talking about having taste.
I know, and taste is in the eye of the beholder.
You know.
So what I'm saying is that
people who are new to money
so
don't know how to spend
about
it.
Are you going to listen to me or what?
No, you need to listen to me because you've missed my point.
No, people I got who your point. Your point is that you laugh at your friend, supposedly your friend, who is of this nouveau riche category, instead of being a friend and going to her and telling her how to spend her money. Okay?
Why should I do that?
Because that's what the
business. Well, that's a good question. Why should she do that? Are you telling me? Are you advising people to go and tell their friends how to spend their money?
No.
How did your parents make their money?
My parents had a startup corporation.
So people should come to them and tell them how to spend their money?
No, what I'm saying is that this Margaret is saying that she has this so-called friend at the club who has recently come into a large amount of money, and she is, according to her little circle, inappropriately spending that money and looking silly. And
yes, so she does look a little silly, the same way your parents probably looked when they first came into their money. And I'm sure your parents appreciate the fact that nobody did go up to them and tell them how to spend their money. They made their mistakes. People laughed at them, but they weren't aware of it.
Well, you know, if they laughed at them, I think they're not. Those people have something that they're hiding within themselves.
It's not if.
You fall into the category of what most of America calls a pretentious ass.
Believe me, people laughed at your parents.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But you know what?
And I'm trying to help people not be laughed at behind their back.
Okay, how are you trying to help your friend?
I'm simply trying to advise people like you who are nouveau riche not to do certain things.
Uh-huh.
It gives you away.
Leasing your car. We don't lease our cars.
What kind of car? Well, you say we. Is it your parents or is it you?
Well, it's me as well. But what I'm saying
So you're another one of the beneficiaries never having worked a day in your life of your parents' wealth.
I work 6 days a week, thank you.
And what kind of a car are you leasing?
I don't lease. I bought a car.
Which one was
it? I'm sorry?
What kind of car did you buy?
A BMW 850
CSI. Phil. There we go. Uh-huh. A BMW.
Okay.
Very predictable.
Okay. Taste is in the eye of the beholder.
Very predictable.
And here's the other thing, though. I've had Cristal. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a bottle of Dom Perignon that costs four times as much.
You would say something like that. I'm sure having newly arrived at that kind of money and that ability to drink Cristal, you'd say something like that.
Well, is there the man says there's no difference.
There's a very distinct difference. He's new to the experience. Obviously, he thinks there's none.
Margaret, when did you come into your money?
My husband has had this money since we've been married.
Okay, so you
I have
you
been moneyed for a long, long
life.
Time. And I can tell you there's a difference in the educated as to the taste of Dom Perignon and
No,
Cristal.
It's different in the path that you choose. That's the problem. See, I heard what you said your husband's worth. And my folks are worth at least double that.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
What?
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line. Nationally syndicated columnist about the nouveau riche. That means newly rich. And I guess we can blame shows like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Phil, I really think that programs like that are the beginning, yes. You see a lot of these people, they've just made their money, let's go out and lease a car. A lot of these women, and I have seen them in some of the salons, they go out, they get the tattooed eyeliner, they get the tattooed eyebrows, they tattoo on the lip liner. They're very, very obvious. There is a way to wear it, and there's a way not to wear it. They call it permanent makeup, but please, you can't do this to yourself, and you can't do it to people that know you. When you come into money, learn how to wear it, learn how to spend it, learn how to be seen with it. That's what our column is all about. It's not about not having money. I think it's wonderful. I wish everybody could have money. But once you get money, learn how to wear the money.
And it sounds to me like what you're saying is some people look like a bunch of hayseeds or something. I mean,
I don't know what it is, Phil, but some people look very, very awkward by, you know, leasing their cars and getting their furniture from and shopping in the obvious spots. Like I mentioned Ann Taylor and Crate and Barrel and getting the little Shih Tzu lap dog and getting the porcelain nails, a dead giveaway, a dead giveaway that you're new to money.
Porcelain fingernails.
Absolutely. Any woman who has porcelain nails, brand new to money. And I'll tell you something else. It's embarrassing to be around these people.
Well, you're mentioning that you're laughing at a friend of yours, right?
It's embarrassing to be around her.
Well, you're laughing behind her back?
Well, we laugh because it's just, it's so obvious. But yes, when you're in a restaurant with her and she's wearing these things, yes, it's very embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to see her there with her little lap dog and her pearls.
There's something very uncomfortable about it, Phil, but they have such a relationship with money, yes. And you do have to educate your friends.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And who wants to be a millionaire, I guess, is going to be responsible to turning a lot of people into millionaires as the weeks and days ahead of us roll out. Here's Studio City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
I think the only thing sillier than perhaps having porcelain fingernails is making your life's vendetta to be one to critique those. I think the same...
Oh, no, that's not my life.
The same, factor that these people came into $1 million, I see
it's
this
not all
is
of my
no
column.
Different from you in the fact that you came into $23 million. So I don't think you have any right to
different.
Critique anybody
it's
by their, the basis of their decisions. And I think the only thing sorrier than making some perhaps relatively silly decisions, but that's up for grabs, is to be one to critique those and make judgments on them.
All right. Well, one of the things that I said that you didn't hear because you were talking... is that it's not my life's decision. It's one column that I'm writing. And number two, if you've never had money, then you don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm here, to educate you.
You're here to educate me how
educate
to spend
you,
my
yes.
money.
Yes. No, not how to spend your money, because you don't really sound like you have it to begin with. But once you
I'm a 26-year-old MBA student that's learning how to make the money. Not
why did you...
I'll worry about spending it when I get it.
You're 26?
Yes, I am.
Why'd you tell me you were 30?
Oh,
I didn't.
30...
I said I was 26.
What was it, Mike? You said 3-0.
No,
so you don't even know how to tell the truth. So
no,
you don't
excuse me, lady. You have
truth.
No idea what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying that your age says 30 here. Your age says 30.
So you can't even tell the truth. This is part of the Nouveau Riche trend, is that they're very uncomfortable, obviously, with their money.
Listen, because whoever took my name wrote the wrong number, you have no basis to make any judgments about the accuracy of my statements.
What basis I'm saying to you, darling,
it's the same basis
simple.
You have to make judgments about other people.
What
you're
I'm
full of judgment
you, no.
and not full of any substance.
Well, I'm making a judgment on you based on an accurate appraisal that you don't have money, so you don't know what it is that I'm talking about.
I know what it is to earn money, and those
That's
who
right.
earn money
you know what
can
it
do
is
with
to
it whatever they please.
It. Do you know what it is to have a lot of it?
I do know what it is. Not personally, but
Not
I know
exactly.
it is to make it.
So you don't know what
but
it is.
You don't know
and
what it is
therefore,
to make.
Therefore, you don't know how embarrassing it can be when you get your MBA and you go out into the world and you do something obvious, which I'm sure you're going to do, and lease your Mercedes.
Listen, a lease
you know
is
how
a
silly you're going to
fine financing option, which you obviously have no clue about the merits of it.
Do
so what right do you have to critique that?
If you're wealthy, you buy with cash. If you're nouveau riche, you're leasing.
Oh, please.
And you are probably going to go out and
lease. That is the most inaccurate across-the-board statement I've ever heard. And obviously,
I
have no experience dealing and earning money.
Well,
you only know how to spend money.
I know, because I have money. You don't, because you don't. And you've already admitted to that.
No, I'm
so
earning
I don't
money.
Need
you're
to,
not.
No.
And I've sat across
I
the table.
I have a lot of money.
From
you don't.
From nouveau billionaires that
right.
make your $23 million seem, you know, petty,
well,
and they are far
is,
more down to earth than you, and they wear Levi's.
They might be nouveau billionaires, and they might have more money than me, but you don't have any. And that's the point
that's
that
the
I'm trying to make
with you.
That's
the basis of your argument, is I have no money, so
the
my,
fact is,
so
you
my
can't
opinions,
speak from any
my opinion
experience, all right.
is not valid because
and
I have no money.
Thing,
that,
I'm making
the
a prediction.
Basis of your argument,
I'm making
huh?
a prediction because you have no money. I'll make a prediction. When you finally do come into money, if you do, you'll lease your Mercedes.
You're leaving the issue. You're not addressing the issue.
I'm addressing the issue. You have no money. I do. Thank you.
And you're better than I am, and you have more right to make a more correct assessment of the situation because
obviously,
you have free money.
Obviously, anyone
is
with
that what you're saying?
Obviously, anyone with experience does have more of a right to make an assessment of a situation.
Experience in what? You have no experience earning money. You have no idea about finance. You have no
and
idea about making money.
Because you're a man doesn't mean you can
you know,
talk down to me.
You a life
because
decision,
you're a man doesn't
buy a
mean...
BMW or
and because you're a man with no money doesn't mean you can talk down to a woman who does have money.
Look,
I can buy and sell
is not
you.
The issue. Don't try to change the subject.
I can buy and sell
not
your Monte
money
Carlo.
Is not the issue. The issue is
right.
your
I can buy
right
and
to
sell
tell other
Buick
people
Riviera.
How to live their lives.
Darling, I can buy and sell your Buick Riviera. I don't know how many
Who
times
cares?
Over.
Who
all
cares
right?
about a Buick or a BMW? That is not
now,
meaningful
you obviously
in the grand
do.
Scheme of life.
You obviously don't want to be driving a Buick, do you?
What? Your logic, for being a columnist, your
That's
logic
why
really
I'm
amazes
wealthy
me.
Your
lack
not.
Of it, shall
All right,
I say.
Well, sit, hang up and think about it then.
All right, we got to take a break. Thanks. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil?
Right here.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in Miami. Where does this sanctimonious, pompous woman think she gets off getting to judge other people? Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm listening.
And you're in Miami.
She gets off thinking she gets to be a judge. Who made her the hall monitor of money?
What are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking her, sweetheart, who made you the hall monitor of money?
Oh, it's sweetheart, is it?
Damn right it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, asshole. The fact that I have money is the fact that I can give advice on having money, and that's the reality.
All right, anyway, thanks for your lousy call from Miami. Jesus, these Miami calls, man, they suck. I know you guys love me down there, but your phone calls have always been terrible. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, you said something that I take a little bit of exception to. You said, because I have experience at having money, therefore I am good at giving the advice about having money.
No, Phil, the point that I was trying to make to that poor guy in wherever it was, Studio City?
He was in Studio City, yeah.
Is that he doesn't have any money, so he doesn't have the experience that I have at spending it. And just because I'm a woman and he's a man doesn't mean that he's equal to me. He's a poor man, I'm a rich woman. And with this TV show, you get $1 million, and that won't redecorate my bathroom. These nouveau riches are jumping up and down, screaming about that. That's inexperience. That doesn't show any experience. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having the experience to show people what it is to have money, to live in money.
Well, let me ask you about yourself. You live where?
I live in Santa Monica.
And how big's your home?
We have 7,000 square feet, Phil. I've been over this.
No, I want to find out a little bit more. What kind of a car do you drive?
I drive a Lincoln Town Car.
Okay. Do you have what kind of nails?
I have my own acrylic nails.
Acrylic nails, not porcelain.
Not porcelain. Acrylic beats the hell out of porcelain.
All right. Do you have a job? Well, obviously you...
Yes, I have a job. I'm a writer.
Okay, and your husband's an attorney?
My husband is an attorney, yes.
Where do you shop for clothes?
I shop at Nordstrom's. I shop at Lord & Taylor. I shop at Abercrombie & Fitch. Some of the best stores. Only the finest stores.
All right.
If you win $1 million, don't jump up and down and quietly say thank you and just walk away. That's what you do, Phil. You don't jump up and down. You quietly say thank you, and then you walk away. But
are people not allowed to be excited?
Not when you get to a certain level. I have money. These people don't. The nouveau riche are new to it. Learn from experience, Phil. That's the most important thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8. Learn from experience is the most important thing. I understand that. I just don't know what's wrong with leasing a BMW or leasing a Mercedes-Benz or whatever that is. But if you're rich and you buy it, you're rich and you buy it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry on the line here with Margaret Gray. She's a nationally syndicated columnist. And basically her point is, I guess, about if you want to be, or who wants to be a millionaire. That show, especially John Carpenter, who won the $1 million, is that the nouveau riche give a bad name to all the other rich people. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line here, talking about being... So what do you call yourself, the old rich?
No, Phil, I call myself a wealthy woman who married into it 30 years ago. So I'm not the nouveau riche. It's not old money. It's experience money. And I'm really amazed that you're having a hard time grasping this.
No, I think I understand what you're saying, but it sounds to me like you're looking down your nose at people who just recently came into their money.
With their leased BMWs, with their porcelain nails.
I know, all of the things that give away that they're nouveau riche. Silver Lake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Phil,
sir. Hi.
I think you're talking to a guy.
I'm sorry?
I think that this guy, this woman that you're talking to is actually a guy that's having you all off.
Well, you know something? If you'd like to meet my husband and talk to my three sons, you're more than welcome.
Okay, well, another thing is...
And really, that's not what we're talking about, are we? We're talking about whether or not you know what money is.
Oh,
whether
man,
or not I know what money is.
I'm extremely poor. My aunt married into
great.
Old money.
Great. Then what would you like to learn from me?
No, I really don't care, but my aunt married into old money, the Pews of Sunoco, you know, and Helios International.
Whatever. I can drop names as well as anyone.
Well, no. That's Bryn Mawr. I'm the poor side of the family, but they never went on like you did. That's
they never
sure.
went on about what?
If you want to talk about old money, that's Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. That's the main line. That's people that came over on
I
the
come
Mayflower.
From, I come from
and
Pennsylvania,
none of them,
I know.
And none of them are anywhere near as obsessed with this caste system
I'm
that you're trying to set up.
I'm talking about these people
guess,
who are nouveau riche. You know what I mean by them.
My guess is that you're a transvestite.
Do you understand what nouveau riche is? Do you know what nouveau riche is?
Yes, of course I do, you silly person.
Well, what is it?
It's new money. Someone who came
it's
into the
new money,
money
right.
A new venture.
In other words, people who are gaudy, people who know nothing about
right,
class or style or taste.
I swear you sound like a guy.
Well, that's fine. You sound a little bit like a guy, too. I swear you're a guy.
Right, I am.
Well, oh, good.
Good.
Great, we're clear now.
Well, right, no, I'm a ballet teacher, so I've been around.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all.
And I'm pretty
nothing
sure
you're
that
saying
you're a
to me.
Gay guy that lives in West Hollywood, and
I will tell
not
you this
really
much.
A girl
you
at
can
all.
Meet me. You can
and
meet my husband,
you
whether or not you believe me or not.
Whoa! You're just talking over top of each. You're talking over top of each other, okay?
I'm trying to tell this person that nouveau riche. Is an obvious thing that people should be.
And you don't even have. You keep repeating yourself. Part
that's right. And you want to know why I repeat myself?
Damn,
because you don't
rental.
Get it. You don't get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah, I understand
care.
That.
You're a silly person.
That's why you are on the poor side of the family.
I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, well,
like
go out and
I
teach
do.
Some more ballet to Negroes or whatever it is that you do.
What the
because,
hell is that?
Well, you said you're a ballet dancer and
the
you're
Negroes?
Poor.
Negroes? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, who are you teaching ballet to that you don't have any money?
I teach in Pasadena. Dance teachers don't make any money. You should know that if you're such old money yourself. I don't make squat, lady.
That's what I mean
I
about
make
you
about
teaching.
$75 to $100 on a good day.
So
that's
why are you doing
it.
That?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Because I love to teach. I used to be a professional, and I love to teach.
Well,
I teach.
You
kids to
you,
adults.
You're
I
not teaching
out of
any...
arts this morning, as a matter of fact, as a substitute.
Are you any good?
I'm a very good teacher.
Then why are you broke?
What? Because
why
I'm
are you
31
broke?
Years old, I'm about... See, you're so obsessed with the money.
No, I'm
you
trying
are.
To find out if
great
you're so
ballet
good.
Ballet teachers make squat. I mean, look, if you go over to the Stanley
tell George
Center,
Balanchine
he's not making
that.
Any money, and he's one of the most respected dance teachers
you
in America.
You tell George Balanchine that.
What? I've worked with Suzanne Farrell, so shut up.
I paid my children's dance teacher thousands of dollars.
You know
doing
who
something
Suzanne
wrong.
Farrell is?
You're obviously doing something wrong. I paid my children's dance teacher thousands of dollars.
Well, you got ripped off, then. You really
no,
did.
No, my children can dance.
Oh, yeah, where are they?
Are they dancing ballet?
Yeah, they don't. They no, they don't dance. They dance modern.
Like what?
Oh, okay. So you
they
pay
dance,
the ballet teacher
excuse
lots of money.
Me. Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead.
My eldest son dances Charleston, Black Bottom, that sort of thing.
So, but he's got ballet training, right?
No, he didn't. Not no ballet.
The dance is just the Charleston. So what? He's just a Charleston dancer?
Cabbage patch.
You're talking
things.
To an expert here, so don't slip up.
Darling, I'm not talking
darling,
about ballet.
You
I'm talking
are a
about
guy.
Cabbage
I swear
patch.
You're a dude in West Hollywood. I'm sure of it.
You know
are
something,
a dude
Phil?
And I'm
can
it
I,
up.
Phil? Can I finish a thought?
Go ahead.
My eldest son dances the Cabbage Patch and things like that.
It's a guy. He's having you on. I'm sure of it. I gotta go. Bye.
What is so funny?
Your eldest son, you paid your dance teacher thousands of dollars to teach your eldest son the Cabbage Patch.
And what is so funny about that?
I'm just making sure that's what you said.
Yes.
Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just had a few comments for this male, this lady here who feels that money is, the way you spend money is, the whole point of life. The fact of the matter is, the only thing money gives you is more opportunities to buy something for yourself to make you happy. Whether
that's
you,
right.
Whatever choice
so what?
You make on that issue, if it gives you some kind of smile
no,
and some kind of happiness,
more than that, though, darling,
you are doing it right.
It's more
if
than
I,
that. And if you
I
know anything about money,
a Beamer,
if,
or
I love
if I
to
want
to
go
to the poor
lease
people talk
a Beamer,
about money.
if it gives me one moment of a smile on my face,
isn't that wonderful?
Obviously, that money for me.
Oh, God, Phil, I'm so sorry that I even called your show tonight.
Why aren't you listening to him?
I'm so sorry that I called your show.
Why?
Because these poor people calling in with their impressions on money.
Ma'am?
It's very tedious.
Ma'am, can I ask you one question?
What, I mean, what are you talking about? I'm talking about having money and knowing how to spend it and knowing how to enjoy it, not putting a smile on your face. Look, I'm not down at the creek fishing for whatever it is you fish for. I am...
All right, you don't have to. Just make your point, okay?
I'm saying... If you have money and you know how to spend money, then there's no point in having money.
Ma'am, if knowing how to spend money is knowing how to go out and buy what I want, not to please you, it's to go out and purchase what I choose to make me happy.
You get yourself
not
a
what,
big old
I, what
fishing
you
pool.
Choose to make you happy.
You, you'll get yourself
it's my
a...
money. I'll spend it my way.
Washing your clothes on a rock, darling, doesn't mean you've got class.
Ma'am, I make probably more money than you even think about spending in 4 years.
Washing your clothes on a rock, darling, doesn't mean you have...
You're dreaming.
Well,
you're dreaming.
How do you wash your clothes? How do you wash your clothes?
It's not even... It's
how
hilarious. I can go buy what I want to buy, when I want to buy it, anytime I want to buy it. And the reason I buy that thing is in order to make myself... Smile. Let me ask you a question. You're hilarious. You're so busy trying to worry about what you should buy that you won't buy what makes me smile. I want to ask you one simple question.
Do you play in a jug band?
Ma'am.
Because if you do, you have a washboard. And if you have a washboard,
how uneducated it makes
what is that question
that
supposed to mean?
An argument
what is that supposed to mean?
For a gentleman calling from North Carolina,
No, you're not listening to me because I'm saying if you play in a jug band, you have a washboard. If you have a washboard, you don't have to wash your clothes on a rock. And
nobody said that the guy washed his clothes on a rock, okay?
What on earth is it? I mean, please give me a basis. Please argue with me on an intelligent level, not on the level of two kindergarten students standing in a playground.
Sir.
At least dignify me with an intelligent excuse.
Absolutely.
If you can't, please take some of your money and make us all happy by getting some kind of intelligence.
How much did you spend on your last washboard?
Will you please give the man...
Do you own your own shoes? These are questions that are basic. The basic questions...
How much did I spend on my washboard, and how much did I pay for my last shoes?
Yes.
Are these questions that you truly care about?
Well,
why don't you think about what you could purchase to make yourself a better life, maybe an education, or maybe something...
To make myself a better life,
That's what I care about, and try not to look down your nose at someone.